Greetings. We had another great week and weekend here in Bellingham. It was good to get together yesterday as a church family. I hope you were able to celebrate the life and presence of God with others in a Christ-centered community. I believe that this is a year of truth. What is truth? Truth is not measured by a knowledge of good and evil. Truth is measured by the fruit of life. Jesus said that knowing the truth will make us free. Truth is ultimately revealed in the person, Jesus, the Christ. He was the Son of Man as the dwelling place of God by His Spirit. His once-for-all sacrifice made it possible for each of us to become a dwelling place of God by His Spirit. By this, we will know the truth, and we will become testimonies of that truth. The truth of God is always found in conjunction with God's mercy, His kindness towards us in Christ. Proverbs 3:3-4, "Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man." Whatever is bound around our neck will determine the direction of our vision in life. Just as the neck controls the position of our head, so will mercy, kindness, and truth give us a right direction to look in life. If something is not kind, something is wrong. If something is not true, something is wrong. It's not just what we think is kind, but what God knows to be kind. It is not what we think is true, but what God knows to be true that is the testimony of truth. Proverbs 3:5-6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." The steps of our path in life must be determined by God's direction. We must acknowledge Him in all of our ways. We don't have our way and His way. His way must be the source of desire for our ways in life. This is for us as individuals, in our marriages, in our families, our social connections, our occupations, our recreations, our dreams and vision, our dreams and vision for every aspect of our lives. When God directs our steps in life, the path of our life will lead to greater life. Proverbs 3:7-8, "Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones." Our wisdom is very often a self-seeking, self-focused, and even a self-preserving wisdom. It is based upon our natural understanding. It is often inspired by our emotions and personal desires. It can even be influenced by demonic powers, though we become blind to that reality. James 3:13-16, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there." God's wisdom inspires us to be God-seeking. God's wisdom is motivated by a fear of the Lord. That is not a fear of death or a fear of circumstances. It is an awe of God and a willingness and desire to be consumed by the zeal of His house, even as Jesus lived His life for the zeal of God's house. When we live by God's wisdom, we find health in this world. James 3:17-18, "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace." When we live for God's will and way, we become testimonies of God's presence in and through our lives to our world. This is a year of truth, and truth is only found in God's way. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.